Detroit casinos report stable revenue growth in March. Detroit's three commercial casinos have reported total revenue of $129.3 million for March, representing a 3.9% increase on March 2023's revenue of $119.2 million. Furthermore, revenue in March 2024 was up 18.5% on February's revenue of $104.6 million. The vast majority, $122.3 million, was generated by slots and table games, an increase of 3.8% year-on-year and 16.7% more than in February. However, the city's retail sports betting qualified adjusted gross receipts, QAGR, was just $1.6 million. Nonetheless, it was still 13.2% more than last year and a significant improvement of the $120,142 loss suffered in February. Related: Detroit casinos rebound following workers' strike. MGM leads the market in Detroit. The MGM Grand Detroit was by far the most popular casino in the city and it reported a 46% market share in March. The venue reported revenue of $56.7 million from slots and table games, an increase of 4.1%, and QAGR grew to $327,857. In second place was Motor City Detroit, which claimed 31% of the market share. It saw revenue from slots and table games of $38.4 million, an increase of 7.2%, while sports betting QAGR was $538,988. Finally, Hollywood Casino at Greektown saw a market share of 23% in March. Its slots and table games revenue fell 1.4% to $27.3 million, but it had the largest sports betting QAGR of the three, of $731,389. Significant tax payments for the state of Michigan. The trio of casinos contributed significantly to Michigan's revenue stream, with a total payment of $9.9 million in gaming taxes to the state. Additionally, they allocated $14.5 million to the city of Detroit, encompassing both wagering taxes and development agreements. Sports betting emerged as a lucrative sector, yielding $60,413 in gaming taxes for the state. Concurrently, retail sports betting activities resulted in a payment of $73,838 in wagering taxes to the city of Detroit, underlining its growing significance in the local economy.